Welcome to my mommy's podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Ritual, an amazing vitamin. Because did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended intake of certain key vitamins, including omega-3s? Enter Ritual. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. And did you know that it's important to take a prenatal multivitamin before you're pregnant, or as I found, it can also be very helpful to replenish the body after pregnancy? This is because the first 28 days of pregnancy are critically important to a baby's neural development. So there's really no such thing as a too soon to start when we're talking about conception. And with vitamins, less can be more. A lot of vitamin brands contain excessive nutrients that our body doesn't need. And Ritual is research-backed and science-backed to get the exact amounts that women need in the right bioavailable and clinically studied ranges before and during pregnancy. They include DHA to support baby's brain development, choline and methylated folate for neural tube development. Their capsules feature a delayed response design to make it gentle on an empty stomach, and a citrus essence to make it actually enjoyable so you're not burping up weird vitamin smells. They rigorously test and validate by third party to make sure that they're free of allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. And they work with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Their vitamins are non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. They're a female founded B Corp, meaning they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also to the health of people and our planet. So why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. And right now, you can get 40% off your first month for a limited time by going to ritual.com/wellnessmama. It's only valid till January 31st. So to get started, visit ritual.com/wellnessmama to save 40%. This episode is brought to you by Apollo Neuro. And if you've listened for a while, you know that managing stress is important for health and that getting a good night's sleep is pivotal for our well-being. And those are two things we talk a lot about on this podcast, and they're top of my priority list for this year. Now, if you followed me at all last year, you know last year was also a pretty emotionally taxing year for me. And at times I saw my sleep and my HRV especially take a hit. And one thing that helped a lot for me was the Apollo device. This is a product I use regularly to help my body manage stress, to achieve deeper sleep, and even to help me focus when I'm working. I actually have this on my ankle right now while I record podcast. Now, the Apollo wearable, it helps transform how you feel through your sense of touch. And as moms, we can understand this because babies are so responsive to touch, and that's actually part of how their nervous system regulates. And the Apollo uses the same idea and is able to work on children and adults, helping you feel well-rested, energetic, have a great mood, and become more resilient to stress. It's developed by neuroscientists and physicians to deliver gentle, soothing vibrations that condition your body to recover and rebalance after stress, which was part of my journey this past year. It's essentially like a wearable hug for the nervous system, using touch therapy to help you feel safe and in control, taking you from fight or flight to rest and digest, which we talk a lot about on this podcast. There's an app that lets you control through your Apple Watch or your phone and transition through day and night with different settings to help you relax or fall asleep or focus, recover, or stay calm and present. It is a safe, natural way to feel your best without drugs and side effects, and my kids love it too. As a listener of this podcast, you can save 15% on the Apollo wearable by visiting apolloneuro.com/wellnessmama. That's apolloneuro.com/wellnessmama. Hello, and welcome to the Wellness Mama podcast. I'm Katie from wellnessmama.com. And this episode is about the elephant in the room in the health space and how to fix it. And this is probably not a topic that you would guess, and it might not be the one you're thinking of, even if you're guessing. And I'm here with my friend Ian Clark, who, when he was 46 years old, he had a number of life-threatening health issues hit him all at once. And he, like I was forced to start searching for his own solutions. And refusing to accept a negative outcome, he chose a natural path, and he traveled the globe uncovering potent remedies with powerful natural health benefits. And after years of intense research and supporting his own body, his company Activation Products was born. And we talk about something that is, I feel, not talked about nearly enough, and certainly not at the level and the nuance that he explains it today in this episode. So definitely listened to this one about the elephant in the room when it comes to health and this really surprising thing that he did and that many people are having amazing results with and that I've also been experimenting with. So without further ado, let's join Ian Clark. Ian, welcome. It's always such a joy to get to talk to you. And I'm so glad we get to have this conversation today.
Hey, Katie. Yeah, it's been a while. So you're looking great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're long overdue for a catch up. And I love that we're going to get to go deep on what I think are some really important topics today. I think to start broad, the title for this episode is about the elephant in the room in the health space. So I think that's where we start. What is the elephant in the room?
Well, the elephant in the room is always something that is not obvious, it appears. You know, we always think that we never miss the elephant in the room. But it comes right down to what do we do physically the most? And what are those physical things these activities we do, how do they affect us? And the one major thing that we do is we breathe 11,000 liters of air per day. That means we breathe 4 million liters a year. Between the age of 20 and 60, that means we breathe 160 million liters of air. And we all know that the air has nanoparticle pollutants in it. And they are vast in volume, yet they're invisible. So what you can't see or smell or taste, you're breathing. And we know that mathematically and scientifically they exist because we're driving cars, which produce massive amounts of pollution like tire dust and brake dust. I'm not so worried about the fuel. The cars are pretty efficient burning fuel, but the tire dust and the brake dust are two massively huge problems of these nanoparticles we breathe. They look like little razor blades. And there's 10 billion pounds of tire dust in the United States released into the atmosphere every year. And it goes a mile and a half above all the roads where cars drive and trucks drive. So that contamination causes us health issues over time. And thankfully, we know what the solution is and how to fix that problem. But that's the big elephant in the room that people are missing.
And what are some of the effects that this is having on the human body? It makes sense. I've always thought in terms of sort of like triage, everybody gets so concerned with what they eat and the supplements they take, which of course can be very important as well. But when we look at it on a amount of influence level, we're breathing all day, every day, even while we're sleeping. Our hydration, I think, is also important because we can go much longer without food than without water. But air is the one that will kill us the quickest if we don't have it. And the one that, since we're breathing all day, every day, seems like super important. So what are some of the things that happen to the body when we're getting that buildup of everything from the air?
Well, the first thing that happens is when you breathe air into your lungs, people think of their lungs as a balloon, because when you breathe in, you feel this thing fill up and it expands. But when you take a look at a set of lungs, they're really chunks of meat. They're very dense chunks of meat that have all these aorta pathways that go through, and it covers about 100 square miles of surface area is how much the air is touching on the inside of your lungs. They're that complex. And that air instantaneously is transferred into your bloodstream, which goes directly to your heart, which then goes directly to your brain, and then it goes throughout the rest of your body. And the numbers around the blood are very simple and important. They tie into what this is all about. You have only 5 liters or 5 quarts of blood in your body. So those 5 liters are going to transfer through your entire body every 60 seconds. You have 86,500 heartbeats per day. And you pump that 5 liters up to 7,600 liters of blood a day. So everything you're breathing in, the oxygen, the nitrogen, the helium, all those things in the air, plus all the nanoparticulates are going to be transferred to every single cell in your body every single minute. And it eventually accumulates, because these nanoparticles are so tiny, it takes years to accumulate. And as they accumulate in your system, they plug up your filters, like your liver and your kidneys particularly. And so when your kidneys get plugged up and they measure the quality operation of a set of kidneys in a 20-year-old versus a 60-year-old, the 60-year-old has about 35% efficiency compared to the 20-year-old based on this problem. The other thing that happens is every muscle wall of your entire vascular system, which is around 6,500 miles or 10,000 kilometers, each muscle wall has the peristaltic movement of a pulse, billions and billions of pulses every minute that are moving the blood through your system. Those muscle walls get filled up with these pollutants. They get jammed in there eventually. And that's what causes hardened arteries. People think about the food they're eating, which is, like you mentioned, very important. But what I noticed is that all the people who were really health conscious, eating the best food, being conscious of their environment, making sure their houses are clean, making sure that they're hydrating, making sure that they're meditating, they're mindful, they're kind, right? They are doing all the things that they should be doing. Everyone was still dying at the average age, which I knew meant that we were missing something very, very big. Because even health conscious people have an average age of between 81 and 85 years old versus people who are not health conscious averaging between 74 and 79. So depending on what people were doing, well, that's not very exciting. If you could have the biological age of a 25 to a 35 year old indefinitely, where you're getting actually healthier every day going forward, that's the key performance indicator that we're talking about today that we can achieve. So when your cells plug up, that means your organs are not functioning as well. That means that you're opening up yourself to potential disease symptoms like heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, strokes, heart attacks, cancers, and so on, because your body cannot continue to be functional when it has all these contaminants building up and the blood just keeps distributing it and the blood system can't get it out fast enough. The other problem we have is the food does not have the right minerals anymore. Why doesn't it have the right minerals? Well, people will blame, you know, everything from the Second World War on where they did monocropping. Yeah, that's a problem. But for thousands of years, the minerals have been washed out of the soil already because distilled water is rain, and that's a solvent. And it rains on the earth for tens of thousands of years, washing the minerals in the soil down into the water table, and now it's gone. Goes from the water table to the streams, to the rivers, to the tributaries, and it goes out to the ocean. So what I found out is a real simple fix to the problem. When you go to the ocean and you get the concentrated, certified pure sea minerals in their broad spectrum, unrefined in their original state, and you consume them in liquid throughout the day, like in this glass right here is electrolytic fluid that I make every day. I batch make it. So, you know, I make 7 or 8 liters of this. So I only drink 2 to 3 liters a day of this. But this is the raw material, it turns out, that your body uses to produce clean blood. And your body is producing blood 24 hours a day, but it doesn't produce even close to enough because it doesn't have enough raw material to produce the volume of blood that can clean itself out. Your blood relies on the filters and the filters get plugged up. So the more that your liver and kidneys lose their efficiency, the faster the accumulation happens. So when you're young, you don't notice it much. But by the time you're 50, 60, it's like you notice things. You'll notice brain function. You'll notice your endocrine system is not working as well. Your digestive system, your circulatory, your respiratory, your whole system changes and is not getting better. So in order to reverse that, and it took me 15 years to actually finally clue in to what the solution was. And I had to be advised. And it was like taking, you know, pieces of the puzzle and finally getting the enough pieces and the big ones that were missing to see the picture. And I engaged the full protocol just after I turned 64 years old. By the time I turned 65, I was living in a totally different body that is now measurable to be between a 25 and a 35 year old biological health. My cardiovascular system improved dramatically. My digestive system. So anyone listening, and you yourself, Katie, are at the forefront of all these things. You know that the reason that people are interested in these things, because you want to have a body that is in great condition as long as possible, because then you can be more functional. Because the older you get, the wiser you become. The more experienced you are, the more valuable you are. So if you get an extra 10 years and another extra 10 years and another extra 10 years, and you keep doing that with these principles, you become more and more valuable on the earth to your loved ones, to your colleagues, to your friends, to people you bring value to. And that's the goal, is to stay alive physically as long as humanly possible. But the caveat is you have to have exceptionally good health, because otherwise, if you look up the longest living people on earth, that's not the picture we want, because they look terrible and then they die. And the longer they live, the more they suffer and the more they're unhappy until they finally pass. So this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting happier and having a happier life every single day, and where you have great relationships. So what's the most important relationship that you can have is the relationship with yourself, right? Just think about you, Katie. What's your relationship like with yourself?
The heart behind the iMom podcast is storytelling, because every mom has a story to tell. I know that when I talk to my friends who are parenting and we share stories, we all end up feeling less alone and more capable of loving our kids well. You can find information everywhere on the internet. Some is bad parenting advice and some is pretty wise. We like to think there's a lot of wisdom on iMom.com. And when you combine that signature wisdom with a great story, it brings parenting to life. We want a mom who's listening to see herself and her kids in these stories and rest in the confidence that she is the perfect mom for her kids. Check out the iMom podcast with new episodes every Monday.
Oh, I would say I'm very grateful that it's much, much better than it used to be after years of learning to do things like audit my self-talk and ask better questions and make more loving statements internally. And also through a lot of the things that we've talked about in past conversations of nurturing the physical body, I think also helps nurture your inner experience as well, and vice versa. Like, it creates very positive feedback loops. I think I'm much gentler and kinder to myself than I used to be. And I also think it's a journey. So I'm still, of course, on it and still learning, but I'm very grateful for where I am in this journey right now.
Yeah, for sure. And from the time I first met you back in 2012 till today, I see a vast improvement in so many areas of your life because of that very fact. So we look at our bodies, and I call that physiology, because that's what it is. So our physiology is our physical being, our physical experience. And you take people who are enthusiastic about any subject, maybe it's music or art, or maybe they're into, you know, good cars or beautiful homes or architecture or whatever they have an interest in. What do you do when you have an interest in a subject? Is you learn everything you possibly can about that subject. And so the most important thing to you in this physical world, in this temporal life we have, is to understand how the body operates. What are the mechanisms? How do we support our body's ability to maintain itself? Because we can support the maintenance, but our body is automatically maintaining itself. So these principles start in the physiological world. A lot of people say, I want to change the results. You know, a lot of people have bad skin, or they have poor digestion, or they get heart disease, or they get cancer. And those show up as the results at the very top of the pyramid. Well, at the bottom of the pyramid is the physiology, but at the top of the pyramid is the symptoms and the results in the physiological world. Well, what's in between your physiology at the bottom and the top is you have streams of data. Your body is producing, you can imagine the amount of data going through. It's more than any computer system ever. Every system in your body is communicating to your brain, which is communicating back through the heart and the gut. And that system has to be optimized. So people say, well, your behavior is poor. You have bad behavior. You're not eating right. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're not getting proper sleep. You're not managing your stress. You can point at all the things that people are doing wrong in the behavior world, and that's why you're getting bad results. Well, that's true. But you can't tell somebody to just change their behavior. That's not easy. You have to go deeper. What affects your behavior is your thinking. How you think is going to affect your behavior. What affects your thinking? What affects your thinking is how you feel. Your feelings are going to very much impact your thinking. And your feelings are driven from emotion. Emotion is not feeling. It's just emotion. And emotion, the word emotion comes from energy in motion. The emotion is driven from your physiological well-being or illness. If you're not well physiologically, it creates energy and motion that you don't want. That makes you feel bad. You might be depressed or anxious. You might be tired and have poor energy. You might feel badly about yourself, that you're not good enough, or, you know, what's wrong? And then that will cause your thinking to be very poor and negative, creating behaviors that are seeking a symptom. Maybe it's alcohol or marijuana or some painkiller or something, right? Whereas when your physiology is dialed in, you get really powerful, good data coming up into that energy emotion, makes you feel fantastic, right? You're happy to be alive. You're like, oh, thank God I learned all these things and I'm getting this great feeling. And then you go into your thinking is vastly improved because now you take a super positive approach to everybody and everything automatically, regardless of circumstance. And that thinking then creates behavior that's like, hey, I want to do, can I do things that make me feel better? You know, and your behavior starts to tune right into your thinking. Then that delivers awesome results at the top, which then feeds all the way back down into your physiology to improve it because you're in a cycle. So from the top, it feeds the bottom. The bottom then goes up and it gets this vortex going upward where you're elevated. Whereas when you're going the opposite direction, when your physiology is getting harmed because you didn't know how to support the maintenance of it, then your feelings are, it's like a business. If you don't have money in the account to make payroll, how do you feel? Bad, right? You're not happy. Your emotions have driven, you know, in the business side. So there's so many analogies that we could give, but at the end of the day, it's you who gets the reward for doing the right thing. And it's you who pays the price you can't afford if you do the wrong thing. So we don't want to talk about, oh, I got to get more willpower. No, that's not how it works. We go right to the depths, right to our bodies. So the elephant in the room is to produce clean blood to fix the breathing problem. When your bone marrow produces amazing amount of clean, high quality blood 24 hours a day, because you're feeding it the raw material in the form of these sea minerals, then that clean blood starts to remove all those things that are causing that decline. Now you're on a slight incline all the time. Then your body reverse ages. It takes you back to that 25 to 35 year old. And I say that because that's your prime at 25. That's when your prefrontal cortex is fully developed. Now you are that person who are, you are now going to either get better or get worse over time. So that's a key performance indicator. I'm feeling better every single day. I have more flexibility, more mobility, more agility. I have more sustainable energy. I've got more endurance. My brain is working far better. I have a better memory. My endocrine system is producing all the right hormones at the right time of the day and the right time of the month. I have my autonomic nervous system is super happy. I can put myself in parasympathetic anytime I choose. I can put myself in sympathetic stress anytime I want to get the job done, but I flip right out of that again back to parasympathetic. I get the deepest sleeps. I get totally rejuvenated at nighttime. I wake up in the morning ready to go for the day. And this is the key performance indicator that gets better and better the more you learn and the more you do the right things.
Well, and I love this about you because you seem to have an endless curiosity, which I love. And I, like, as you mentioned, we've been friends for now over 10 years and we've gotten to have so many fascinating conversations as you keep asking questions and keep finding new answers. And you're always very solutions focused, which I love, not problems focused. And this especially lines up so much with, I have not done as much research as you, but I keep coming back to minerals being so key and how our modern lifestyle does not set us up for success without some intentionality here. Because of, as you mentioned, things are already depleted. We've been told to avoid things like minerals and salt for a long time. And when I look at the data, like you, I looked at places like Blue Zones and everybody wants to hone in on, did they eat meat or not? Did they drink wine or not? And what stood out to me was they typically lived in very mineral rich areas and nurtured really strong community. And I would preface that potentially those two factors are much more important than whether or not they did or did not drink wine. But I love that you're opening this conversation with minerals and especially the quality, because I think I've seen this play out in my health for sure. My biological age I recently tested was almost 10 years below my actual age. So it was about 26, I believe. And I think as I dial these things in further, I might see that number even go down more. But can you talk about why this is not your average supplement or solution that you would encounter? I know you've talked about the biological level and the blood level of this and why it's so important. But on a more specific level, what does that arc look like? How quickly can our body move back to a better state when we get these things dialed in?
Well, it's a very rapid movement. So depending on how old you are currently, like if you're 20 years old, you can maintain the 20-year-old status for an indefinitely long time, like continuously. If you are 64 years old, like I was, it took a full year of making sure I was taking a significant amount of the sea minerals all day long. And I watched my body immediately begin to change. So, but it took a year. It took two and a half full, almost three full months to fix an enlarged prostate problem that I had. I didn't know why I had an enlarged prostate. I just know I had that. And I had taken supplements to try to help that. I had used a device that would help that. But that wasn't the solution. Because the problem was, is I had been breathing all of these nanoparticulates that had plugged up my prostate. The clean blood went in and fixed it. My urinary problems went away. The libido problems went away. And now my prostate's like a young man again. So I was like, that only was 2.5 to 3 months. My cardiovascular system. Your cardiovascular system will improve immediately the first day, and it will be incremental, just a little bit every single day. And what I found out was that I had a cardiovascular problem that I didn't know existed. Because when I measured my blood pressure was at 115 over 65, like an athlete, for many years. As soon as I started drinking the right amount of sea minerals and produced more clean blood, like a lot more clean blood, my blood pressure started to climb. In the first month, it went up to 180 over 120. And if you were to go to a doctor, he'd go like, Ian, what are you doing? You're at 180 over 120. That's high blood pressure. And I say, well, actually, I'm drinking salt water. He goes, no, you got to stop that. You have to stop drinking the salt water. Didn't you know that salt causes high blood pressure? How much are you drinking? Well, I'm drinking a pound of salt a month in liquid form. Oh, no, you got to stop that completely. And we got to put you on diuretics because you have way too much blood in your system. You got to reduce the amount of blood. You've got hardened arteries, sir. You have kidneys that are plugged up. You're trying to force more blood through kidneys that are only working at 35%. You got to reverse this. And I would go, well, sir, actually drinking salt water doesn't cause that. Yes, it does. It's the only thing you started doing that caused it. You had perfect blood pressure and all of a sudden you're at 180 over 120. Well, just hang on a bit. And within 7 months of drinking the same amount every day, my blood pressure went down to normal levels. And I was still drinking just as much. Well, what happened is my clean blood went in and cleaned out all those nanoparticles, those razor blades that had embedded themselves in the muscle walls of my cardiovascular system, which is 6,500 miles in length. And they got supple and young again, and my blood pressure went back to normal. Simply because the clean blood cleaned it out. It wasn't the salt water that caused it. It was the beautiful amounts of volumes of clean blood that caused it. And that also fixed the problem. My brain function went way up because we are electrolytic beings. So if you talk about this is the ultimate biocompatible, bioidentical electrolyte, that you are literally a walking ocean. 80% of your body is electrolytic fluid. If you cry a tear, what does it taste like? Ocean water. If you sweat, what does that taste like? Salt, ocean water. You have blood and lymph fluids. 80% of your body is like ocean water. And because you're drinking water without the sea minerals in it, the water is removing those precious minerals out of your system that you need very much. People say, well, I drink mineral water. Well, let me tell you, the mineral water that is dissolved rocks, because water is a solvent dissolving rock, that's not the minerals you build blood with. That doesn't help you. And the food has all been depleted. So we simply go to the ocean, get the certified pure stuff that we now have in place, and we consume it. And that's the biggest game changer. Everyone will notice a myriad of beautiful upgrades and changes as they go through a little bit of a roller coaster ride, because it does affect you. So the symptom of 180 over 120, I now realize is not high blood pressure. Now, can I tell you another story that will shock you?
Absolutely.
Okay, this involves my wife, and people are going to freak out when they hear this. I told her about this, and she's never really been a super like adamant health advocate, but she's always lived a pretty healthy life. You know, she runs our farm, is all organic food, and she started drinking the salt water, and she has had seven children. We had seven children together, and so her body was overweight as a result because she never really paid attention to a lot of the stuff. And her blood pressure started to go up. Within 3 months, the blood pressure monitor that I use at home would no longer read. It goes up to 330 and it would go to an error. And I thought it was my machine that was the problem. So I took her down to the professional unit at the drugstore. She got on that and she maxed it out and it went into an error. She was at least 400 over something, somewhere in that category. And she felt perfectly fine. And she kept drinking. She didn't stop. She didn't freak out. She didn't go, oh my God, I'm going to die. She didn't do any of those things. She kept drinking the salt water and her blood pressure went right back down to normal levels within 8 months. It took her 8 months. And so I realized, hold it. I think we're being told some misinformation about blood pressure. She didn't have any unpleasant symptoms from having blood pressure at that level. What's going on? Now she feels really good and her blood pressure is down to normal levels. So what's that all about? So we're scared. We are scared by what we think is accurate scientific data. But you cannot have that happen to you. Now, I didn't expect that to do that to her. I would have thought that was very dangerous, but she got through it perfectly fine. She was totally functional the whole time. And if I would have never checked her blood pressure for 8 months and then checked it, and she was normal, I would have thought, no problem. But because we checked it and we found out it was astronomically what would be considered high, but it didn't matter. I think she broke a world record. She's 62 years old. So it's life is a mystery.
Well, and I love this because I feel like it really challenges a lot of the assumptions related to things like salt consumption and blood pressure and what they actually mean. And I think this goes back to first principles and asking better questions to get better answers. I love that you also mentioned, you know, we always hear that our body is, the majority of our body is water, but that's not actually an accurate statement. The majority of our body is salt water. And so I really think overhydrating without the mineral component probably can do more harm than good over the long run, especially depending on the source of that water as well. This podcast is sponsored by Ritual, an amazing vitamin, because did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended intake of certain key vitamins, including omega-3s? Enter Ritual. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. And did you know that it's important to take a prenatal multivitamin before you're pregnant, or as I found, it can also be very helpful to replenish the body after pregnancy? This is because the first 28 days of pregnancy are critically important to a baby's neural development. So there's really no such thing as a too soon to start when we're talking about conception. And with vitamins, less can be more. A lot of vitamin brands contain excessive nutrients that our body doesn't need. And Ritual is research-stacked and science-backed to get the exact amounts that women need in the right bioavailable and clinically studied ranges before and during pregnancy. They include DHA to support baby's brain development, choline and methylated folate for neural tube development. Their capsules feature a delayed response designed to make it gentle on an empty stomach and a citrus essence to make it actually enjoyable so you're not burping up weird vitamin smells. They rigorously test and validate by third party to make sure that they're free of allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. And they work with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Their vitamins are non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. They're a female founded B Corp, meaning they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also to the health of people and our planet. So why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. And right now, you can get 40% off your first month for a limited time by going to ritual.com/wellnessmama. It's only valid till January 31st. So to get started, visit ritual.com/wellnessmama to save 40%. This episode is brought to you by Apollo Neuro. And if you've listened for a while, you know that managing stress is important for health and that getting a good night's sleep is pivotal for our well-being. And those are two things we talk a lot about on this podcast, and they're top of my priority list for this year. Now, if you followed me at all last year, you know last year was also a pretty emotionally taxing year for me. And at times I saw my sleep and my HRV especially take a hit. And one thing that helped a lot for me was the Apollo device. This is a product I use regularly to help my body manage stress, to achieve deeper sleep, and even to help me focus when I'm working. I actually have this on my ankle right now while I record podcast. Now, the Apollo wearable, it helps transform how you feel through your sense of touch. And as moms, we can understand this because babies are so responsive to touch, and that's actually part of how their nervous system regulates. And the Apollo uses the same idea and is able to work on children and adults, helping you feel well-rested, energetic, have a great mood, and become more resilient to stress. It's developed by neuroscientists and physicians to deliver gentle, soothing vibrations that condition your body to recover and rebalance after stress, which was part of my journey this past year. It's essentially like a wearable hug for the nervous system, using touch therapy to help you feel safe and in control, taking you from fight or flight to rest and digest, which we've talked a lot about on this podcast. There's an app that lets you control through your Apple Watch or your phone and transition through day and night with different settings to help you relax or fall asleep or focus, recover, or stay calm and present. It is a safe, natural way to feel your best without drugs and side effects, and my kids love it too. As a listener of this podcast, you can save 15% on the Apollo wearable by visiting apolloneuro.com/wellnessmama. That's apolloneuro.com/wellnessmama. But I also always go back to, you know, the body wants to move toward a state of thriving. It wants to heal. That's its natural state. And we have to figure out how to support it in what it already does. Like you said, it's not that any supplement or this anything is doing it for you. It's just helping your body do what it naturally wants to do and is designed to do. But I just find it so ironic that we've been told for so long that salt especially is bad for us. And when you are talking about these stories that are just so striking and how that has changed for both you and for your wife, and I would guess for many other people now as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everyone, there was one colleague I have who's 19 and she started drinking the salt water. I checked her within 3 months. She's an athlete. Her blood pressure never moved one single iota. It didn't go up at all. She had athletic blood pressure the whole time. Doesn't matter how much salt water she drinks, it's going to stay perfect because she hasn't breathed the 160 million liters of air yet. And so what is going on now is every single day, what I breathe in now leaves. I've gotten rid of the accumulation. My lungs, for one full month, this started at 7 months into this process, and I'd had respiratory issues because I worked in the oil field for 17 years and I got really contaminated. I started coughing up white glue. I had no fever, no infection at all. This stuff I was coughing up every 30 minutes, I was coughing up, this was really weird, a mouthful of the stuff I had to spit out in the toilet. And it came out like glue. It had no color and no taste. And it was an entire month of hacking this stuff up. And people are looking at me in public going, what is wrong with you? If I was at an event and I'm having to leave every 30 minutes to cough, and I mean, I had to cough it like an exercise program to get it up because it was so sticky. And then I had about a month and a half where it stopped, and then it started again for another month. And then it just finished. Apparently it's done because I haven't had it happen again, but we'll see. But our lungs are this massive matrix. So respiratory was immediately fixed. And the other thing that I noticed was my digestive health got perfect. Because when you drink these sea minerals in the water on a constant basis, it is also the raw material that you make hydrochloric acid with. The key is chloric. These are chloride minerals. So now my hydrochloric acid is at the highest quality it's ever been in my entire life. Everything I eat, whether I could eat proteins and fats, it doesn't matter how much, I don't need any more digestive enzymes, no probiotics. I have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. My whole system is squeaky clean from front to back. And that was wow. You know, people get older, they start to have gut problems, like diverticulitis, leaky gut, IBS, Crohn's, you know, GERD, all that stuff. It's all because the hydrochloric acid quality is getting lower and lower because they're diluting the minerals. You know, people talk about pH. You know, they have the pH diet. You got to have high pH. Well, that's a mythology because the minerals balance your pH perfectly. Your stomach has 1.5 pH. Your liver is running at 5.8. Your kidneys at 5.6. all these different organs have different things. Your blood is always 7.365. It just keeps it there at all times. So putting the minerals in gives you the fuel. This is actual fuel. It is brain fuel. It is cardiovascular fuel. It is respiratory and so on. It's fuel. So you give yourself good, clean fuel all day long and it gets rid of all the, because you're breathing the tire dust. Just for example, tires are made of rubber, cotton, epoxies, resins, plastics, microplastics, chemicals, and metals. And you're breathing it. You can't expect to have a long, 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 extremely long, good, healthy life if you don't do something about it. So this is the elephant in the room that we have dealt with. And anyone who does it finds out for themselves. And the only way you can know, Katie, and that's what you've been doing, is you found out, oh, that you started doing it. And it teaches you by giving you the results. And you see that at the top of the pyramid, which is where we want to live.
I love that. And I love that it's like, you, with that analogy, it's the base of the pyramid that we're addressing, not the symptoms that show up at the top, which is a much more effective long-term strategy. And I love also that you mentioned the electrical component, because I read the book years ago, The Body Electric, and it reframed how I thought about my body and what I put in my body. And I feel like this has been another piece that I'm, like you said, experimenting with and so far having great results with. And I think it comes back to minerals so much. And this is a recurring theme on this podcast for sure. And I love that we got to take it even a level deeper this time. And you were able to explain the lung level, the blood level, how this is so intricately connected to every single cell in our body. So of course, I will put a link in the show notes for you guys listening at wellnessmama.com to the sea minerals so that you can find out more. And I know you also have a tremendous amount of educational resources available on your website as well. So I'll link to all of those. But Ian, it's always an absolute joy to learn from you. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing today. And I'm so glad we got to go deep on this topic.
Thank you, Katie, for inviting me and sharing this information.
And thanks, as always, for joining us. We're both so grateful that you did. And I hope that you will join me again on the next episode of the Wellness Mama podcast. If you're enjoying these interviews, would you please take 2 minutes to leave a rating or review on iTunes for me? Doing this helps more people to find the podcast, which means even more moms and families can benefit from the information. I really appreciate your time. And thanks, as always, for listening.